The Snow Goose Bookstore is closing its cover this month after nearly three decades of serving the literati of Stanwoodopolis. The two sets of owners were the monks keeping the guttering flame of Ufda civilization from going completely dark for the past 30 years. They were the book Bambis versus Amazon's Godzilla, where we all expected they would be Bezo Toe Jam in a year. No more, but they held on despite terrible odds. Through the Great Recession, despite Google, despite Kindle, despite a world whose attention spans are too short for a novel or a work of fiction or a poem by E.E. Cummings. Oh, I know, most of you will say, the world has changed, Skeeter, even if you haven't. Gutenberg is dead. Send him some flowers for his grave. Move into the 21st century. Embrace the tweet. Stick with haiku. First it'll be the bookstores, then the libraries, and finally books themselves. Who has time to read them anyway if emails are nudged aside by text messaging? You know, when spelling and punctuations have died. My old pal Professor Ralph visited from the hinterlands of Minnesota last week. He was, like myself, an English major back in our college years. I asked him what he was reading these days, and Ralph just shrugged and said, "Not much." "Not much what?" I asked, and he said, "Not much of anything." If us English majors have given up on the great American novel, maybe there really is no hope. Professor Ralph is writing, he said, probably a bit defensive about banning Hemingway and Updike. "A novel?" I asked. "No," he replied, "philosophical musings." Great. A solipsistic diarist, completely uncontaminated by outside ideas, especially one who no longer reads anything. Just what we need instead of the Snow Goose Bookstore. Close the door, shut the gates. The barbarians are definitely on their way.